Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't want to steal Coast to Coast AM's thunder, so we're not going to interview him until later this week, because he went on Ian Punnett Saturdays on George Norrie tomorrow night. St. John Hunt, the son of the top CIA clandestine operative who overthrew multiple nations in black op staged terror attacks. St. John Hunt, we're going to be getting him on the show. We do have the audio clip. He hadn't aired the full 20 minutes, just the first four as a teaser. We do have that in the third hour today. The first ever, he was the commander of the shooters. George Herbert Walker Bush was also a liaison officer there on the scene, photographed. But we don't need E. Howard Hunt to go public on his deathbed and tell us how he was there running the op to kill Kennedy. We don't need that. Because we have the Dallas Times Herald and Dallas Morning News both taking photos of him and two other top, well-known CIA officers. I mean, it's spitting images, them, you know, posing as tramps, as bums. Hobos, homeless, whatever the politically correct term is today. They were called tramps back then. But now it's public. I mean, I've interviewed LBJ's lawyer, Barr McClellan, about how he bragged about how he had Kennedy killed. I've interviewed his mistress, his admitted mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown, about it. I mean, I live right here in Austin. They even did some of the shooting range practice right out here. So that's the bottom line on what happened there. But we'll be playing that in the next hour, the 4 minutes that have been released. And then after he goes on Coast to Coast for a bigger interview tomorrow night, because that's where I've been trying to get a hold of him, but I got a hold of him through them. So I'm going to wait till he goes on there. But that's coming up, not after tomorrow. We'll be getting him on. But we're going to play that in the next hour. Professor Stephen Jones is coming up. I know we got loaded phones here. We'll be getting to your calls during the interview with Stephen Jones. I'm going to take that illegal alien video that you just heard where they admit that they can have cocaine, marijuana, they can be drunk driving. Now, I've interviewed sheriffs here on air years ago where they do arrest them, and then they call the feds, and the feds say, release them. We're not even going to pick them up. By the way, they actually hire them. The Washington Times reported a few years ago, they hire aggravated felon illegals. We need to do an article on this. Arson, rape, armed robbery to join the military. 20% of the ground force, roughly, is illegal alien in Iraq right now. They will rule over us. You see, people haven't been figured this out yet. These are the modern Hessians, just like the British used Germans to suppress and control the predominantly British and Dutch population during the war in 1776 through 1785. You're now going to have Mexicans predominantly and Latin Americans as the ruling class for government. It's going to be a servant class given carte blanche with mafia-type tactic powers for mordido, kickback, beak dipping, whatever you like to call it. We're going to kind of go into an old Napoleonic slash Portuguese slash Spanish colonization mode. And they're going to take the peons are going to teach us how to be peons. And I mean that quite literally. So I hope everyone enjoys it. They've already got, seven South Texas towns fly the Mexican flag. No U.S. or Texas flag allowed. No English in-court proceedings in major courthouses in El Cenizo and other areas. No federal monitors. Nobody goes down there. Illegal aliens can beat people at will. If you resist when you're being beaten, you are then charged. Can you imagine if somebody fought back against the illegals? Well, you can. They're being charged, as you just heard earlier. Doesn't matter if you have video, doesn't matter if you have witnesses, you will be beaten in the head with a 2x4 or stabbed, and you will lay there and say thank you and still be charged. Again, I'm not even against these poor immigrants. Most of them are hardworking, good people. But a large portion, because it is their criminals that are being exported here, just like, you know, Fidel Castro and his criminals with the boat people, a lot of them are criminals, and they have been, imagine being able to go to a country where you can rob, steal, get all the welfare you want, drunk drive all you want, kill whoever you want, and no one stops you. And it's nothing but ninnying, limp-wristed liberals who have guilt complexes stumbling around, licking your boots. Not here, not on this show. All right? That's the bottom line. We'll get into the collapsed highway overpass in San Francisco with physicist Dr. Stephen E. Jones.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been big new developments in the Kennedy assassination. We always knew E. Howard Hunt was one of the key operatives running the operation to kill JFK in 1963, just north of me in Dallas. Now a tape. The first 4 minutes of a 20-plus minute tape has been released by his son, St. John's. We're scheduling him for the show. We're going to air the first 4 minutes of that coming up in the next hour, and we're going to get St. John's on later this week to air the rest of it. He hasn't released that yet. And again, we could have already had him on, but Coast to Coast AM got him first. I'm waiting until they're done with him. They're having him on tomorrow night. So that's coming up. Also, illegal aliens are above the law. I'll explain why that is the case, why they're allowed to rape, rob, do whatever they want, and why now the government with CPS will take your children for anything, including not wearing a seatbelt. That's now happened in Austin. Not your children not in seatbelts. You're not in seatbelts. They take them. Or your insurance card being expired. Not your insurance. They now CPS your children. But the illegal aliens literally can drunk drive, have cocaine, have marijuana. Literally. I mean, we have newscasts admitting it. We have police admitting it because they've been ordered to. Now, that makes the government totally illegitimate. And you have this massive police presence with them out there just throwing the book at everybody. But again, I had a state police guy wanting to search my car a few months ago. And I said, you know what? You let illegal aliens go, don't you? I don't need you to tell me. And he started looking real upset. Guilty. And I went, yeah, you're not allowed to really take them in. You're not encouraged to do that, are you? You're just out here to give tickets to us, the dumb cattle. He just said, just pay your ticket. Just sign it. And he stomped off. Hey, man, you're not a cop. You understand that? This government isn't legitimate. When you start CPSing people's kids for expired driver's license or whatever, and when you start leaving the borders wide open and letting illegals do whatever they want, and when I got to show 3 forms of ID to have a bank account or cash a check, and the illegals don't, there's a problem! Do you understand and do you get me? I'm sorry, we got Former Professor Stephen E. Jones, physicist holding. I even forgot he was there. I'm so upset about what's happening. Let me now introduce our illustrious guest, because I know we're going to post this interview. We don't want to mix apples and oranges with the two subjects. There has been a section, they're saying now 20-plus meters, or well over 60 feet, has collapsed. I was just there in the Bay Area in Oakland, in between Oakland and San Francisco, going into the Berkeley area. I would just add here that every few months I hear about overpasses or sections of clover leaves or extensions collapsing because there's a lot of shoddy workmanship and bid rigging that's gone into this nationally. Just a few years ago, up on I-35 near Temple, they had a big section collapse when a truck drove over it. And so for Neil Bortz and all the other national talk show hosts that are saying, oh, this proves that everything on 9/11 was normal, Tower 1 and 2 falling, Building 7 falling, why this overpass was able to melt, the steel melted, proving that fire melts steel. The problem is, we know how these are constructed. They are jacketed in concrete, then they have sand and wood frames inside with rebar, which is quarter inch to half an inch to inch in thickness, and then it sets. These are built very inexpensively. That's also an earthquake-prone area. They're then coated with tens of thousands of pounds, depending on the length of it. In between the sections of asphalt, which is a highly flammable, filled with petrochemical, you know it as crude oil, which is cooked up with gravel and dust and sand and will catch on fire, is flammable. And you have this burning for several hours with gasoline that burns hundreds and hundreds of degrees hotter than jet fuel, which is really kerosene. And, of course, it melted an area and it drooped and fell. It had no vertical steel supports. It melted in between the steel concrete jacketed main pylons. The steel jacketed concrete pylons did not melt. The center area that had no supports bigger than an inch around, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us is physicist and former BYU physics professor, Dr. Stephen Jones. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Sure. How are you doing today, Alex?
I am extremely fired up. I know you just got a few hours to look at this, sir. And of course, for those that just joined us, why don't you recap your investigation of the World Trade Center Complex 1, 2, and 7, and then launch us into your expertise on the difference between a extension on a highway overpass collapsing from a hot fire versus these steel structure buildings.
Yeah, well, to recap, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7, Saturday I did that with a group, gave a talk, and it took me over an hour, so probably you don't want a complete recap, Alex, but, you know, I like to point people now to the Journal of 911studies.com, where there are over 35 articles by physicists, including myself and Professor Griscom, as well as mechanical engineers, and others. So we go through, Kevin Ryan has a nice paper in there. And we're getting papers all the time on this subject. To get right to this freeway, section of freeway overpass that collapsed, actually, as I look at the report, and we're still waiting for more data, of course, but it was not that the steel beams that melted. No, they're not claiming that at all. They're saying that the bolts melted. And I am a bit dubious about that. Now, steel will warp when you have a significant fire, like from a gasoline tanker. That's a different matter than from melting. Melting does require around 2750 degrees for structural steel. And it's unlikely very unlikely that the fires got that hot.
Well, sir, you rightly say that AP and others are not saying the steel melted, but
right.
local news, national news, and Neil Bortz and other neocon fake conservatives are reporting that, quote, giant steel girders melted.
Wow. Well, you know, I always like to see data. I'm a stickler for experiments and data. And of course, I'd be glad to do an experiment, actually, with a steel beam and gasoline burning under it, see if we can get that puppy to melt. I'd be extremely surprised, because this is just a very high temperature to reach. I do have a kerosene burning stove made of steel. It's never melted on me, and I don't anticipate that anytime soon.
Well, to be clear, non-structural steel begins to melt at 2755, but the harder structural steels go well above 3,000, according to mainline papers I've read.
That's a good point. Yeah, the temperatures can go way up. And you know what, Alex, even if there's several papers now in the Journal of 911 Studies that talk about, let's go ahead and concede, just even though we don't think it'll happen, but let's just concede that somehow the 47 core columns in the tower and the 240 perimeter columns fail.
We're talking about the main towers now.
Right. So in such a way, just let them fail, okay? And by the way, that's after about an hour or so, right, of burning office material. So it's not like it's an immediate thing. Anyway,
it can't melt people in the holes, feet away from giant columns that magically shatter, and then aerosolize all this, but let's just go ahead and agree with it, sure.
Let's just go ahead and start with that as a premise, okay?
Yeah, the tooth fairy's real, okay.
Okay, go ahead and start with that as a premise. Now let's look at the time for the fall of these buildings and see what we get. Now, when I was on the radio with Leslie Robertson, had a bit of a debate there. I asked him if he'd ever looked at the timing, how long it took for the towers to fall. And he said, no, he just had never looked at that. And I said, well, you really should, because there's a lot of information in the rapidity of the fall of these buildings. For the South Tower, the 9/11 Commission report actually did go to the trouble of giving us a number, 10 seconds. Free fall is 9.2 seconds, so it's just about free fall. Now, that's a lot of material. They're talking about the roof now to reach the ground. That's a lot of material. The timing for this, if you look at it, now, this is important data. So we have to look at the totality of the facts that we have before us, not just will steel melt with gasoline or kerosene fires and we're all done. No, there's more to it than that, even if you can see that point, which I'm not willing to do yet. But nevertheless, you look at the rest of the data, and you have a great paper by Gordon Ross, mechanical engineer, another by Dr. Frank Leggy, Ph.D., and Tony Zambodi recently has a paper or letter in the journal. And all of these conclude that the timing, the fall is much too fast.
Now, I mean, boil that down in Newtonian physics, the basics.
All right, let me boil that down. Newtonian physics says we must conserve momentum and energy. So even if we concede that the buildings fail in such a way that the collapse initiates, see, even if you concede that, now the question is, will the collapse continue? And even if you look at that, how long will it take? It takes a lot longer than 10 seconds for these buildings to collapse because there's so much material, about 400,000 tons of steel and concrete in the way. This would be for the North Tower, at below the region where the plane went in. And so the time is much longer. Gordon Ross makes a very effective argument looking now at the energy consideration. And he points out that just because the building starts to collapse doesn't mean that it'll keep collapsing. I mean, the buildings are designed to stand, and the floors below will not only slow it, but down. But he says, well,
also you'd have a big, neat pancake sitting there. Instead, we have aerosolized the building turned into dust. Stay there and break down how long The estimates are for it really pancaked, how long it would fall versus how fast they did fall. Then we'll tie it all together with this section of freeway collapsing. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen E. Jones.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 30th, 2007, gold spot 679. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $774, $352.41 for half, and $176.20 for quarter ounce coins. That's $774, $352.41, and $176.20. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
We have a new eyewitness to bombs inside the WTC. We're going to be hearing that coming up in the next segment. I promise we'll get to your calls. John, Alan, Richard, Alex, others that are patiently holding. We'll go to Richard or Alan first in England. Professor Stephen Jones is with us into the next segment. Please continue, sir, with their so-called pancake that they claim fell in 10-point-whatever seconds. Floor a second. Boy, that's almost bowling ball speed. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, again, Alex, I'd refer people to these papers where the detail is given, the refutation of the official story. And the papers, this recent paper by Tony Zambodi, I think you'll find is quite good. He's a mechanical engineer. And, of course, Gordon Ross's paper has been around. And you have one by Dr. Leahy as well, which looks at the collapse of the towers. Now, my own work also contradicts the idea that just simply, even if you concede that steel melted, you see, what I have found now is that the spheres, these tiny microspheres that occur in the World Trade Center dust in abundance, are not melted steel. See, this is a crucial point. You may remember at Austin when I was there, Alex, at the University of Texas there, giving my talk, I showed the data. One of the very first things I looked for...
They're the byproduct of a accelerated explosive cutting. I mean, is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. The point is with thermite analogs, you have a signature which includes iron. Yes, you find that in steel, but also sulfur, which you and I have talked about quite a bit. I think people are catching on the importance of this sulfur and how unusual it is. Sulfur without calcium now.
An accelerant.
It's an accelerant. And, of course, aluminum, 20% by weight.
And you compare the exact signature of laboratory test with these globulates that froze the data in that space and time as they froze, and by freezing when they got back down to room temperature. And then now it's almost the exact same signature. This is literally like something out of a Sherlock Holmes novel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a forensic analysis that we're doing and establishing that these thermite analogs are the only explanation we can find for these microspheres. And so you see, even if you say steel can melt, that may be, but these are not melted steel. I did melt steel with an oxyacetylene torch with a friend of mine. He did the melting, actually. I did the analysis on the spheres, and they look like steel with oxygen added because they're melted in air, and so you get oxidation. But but these microspheres in the World Trade Center dust, the preponderance of them do not look like steel. Rather, they are containing the signature, the chemical signature of thermite analogs.
It's amazing research, and we've got big articles in the video from your speech here at the PNAC meeting at UT a few weeks ago up on PrisonPlanet.com. But Professor Jones, going back to the research about the pancake, they've done several different studies of this. How fast, if it did pancake, would it really have fallen?
Right. You see, there's a paper that will soon be published, a very nice analysis by a math professor. Professor Cutler has looked at the towers now. Pancaking is the assumption he's looked at. And he's getting numbers. Now, this is ignoring the steel columns. Just simply the concrete floors pancaking and being slowed. But as one moving floor hits a stationary one, and, of course, that slows it down. Now you've got two floors, and they hit a third and so on. But they're being slowed by the stationary floors. And he gets around 40 seconds, which is much longer than the collapse of the towers. And then he did throw in the towers, and it's much longer again. You can look for that paper.
So almost four times longer than what they claim. And then we look at
what you observe. Yeah, you can observe that the towers fell very rapidly. Yeah, and of course, with explosives, then that's understandable. The rapid fall of the towers is understandable.
But if there were explosives, we'd see aerosolized concrete and steel and glass. And what do we see? These big, giant pyroclastic flows like a volcano ejecting out thousands of feet and for miles.
Right.
I mean, this is unbelievably obvious. Now, we don't see those big gaseous explosive flows with the highway collapse, do we?
That's a real good point. We don't. We don't see the pulverization of concrete in this section of failed highway. I predict that as those engineers look more closely, that they'll find that the steel did not melt. But that's almost beside the point. There's so many other facts that go towards use of high temperature.
Well, the steel, the steel didn't melt in all these other highway collapses. I mean, they've had a bunch of earthquakes there too, Doctor. As you know,
that's an excellent point. So do you have weakening and that sort of thing?
You got earthquakes, you got shoddy craftsmanship, and you got big gasoline fire, and the thing's built out of asphalt. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the final segment with Dr. Stephen Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born, made the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we will go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Big 9/11 news today. It just keeps happening. They're talking about having Roseanne Barr replace Rosie. She has been in the news the last month speaking out against the New World Order. Using that term and speaking out against... Well, we'll talk about it later. I mean, that's like throwing Rosie out of the fire into the frying pan and then throwing in a nuclear explosion. I mean, this she'll be even more hardcore than Rosie. Witnesses inside WTC7 reported explosions before collapse. This is up on prisonplanet.com. Don't get desensitized. So much is coming out. This is a big development, folks. Get it out to people. Also, the Nassau Telegraph says engineers say World Trade Center collapse was planned, and this gets into Stephen Jones and all the folks that are going public. Every day now there's mainstream news. This is being taken serious. They just set up this new group a few months ago, and already 30-plus physicists and engineers and mathematicians and others. Professor Jones, this is getting exciting.
It is, yeah. The data are coming together, and what's exciting to me, Alex, is to have so many people jumping in now and contributing their skills and their analysis to this. And, we do have a steamroller effect here as we're gathering more data. This is very common. I've seen it in fields of science where a line of inquiry opens up new avenues and thoughts, and people tend to jump in. You will have opposition, of course, but the truth keeps rolling along.
But there hasn't been much opposition because real physicists and engineers go crunch your data and go, oh, my God, the official story is a lie. I mean, aren't you finding, in fact, I've already seen this, but I mean, in your daily interactions with your colleagues at your level of scientific research, in that fellowship, are you finding that when they do try to challenge you, it's actually converting them?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. I had one professor, we've been friends actually for some time, when he heard about my 9/11 research, he sent me a mocking email. I could go into detail, but it was really just mocking me, and I wrote back and I said, well, have you read my paper? And he said, no. I said, well, why don't you read my paper first and then see what you have to say? And of course, his attitude changed completely as he read my paper. Building 7, by the way, is one of the top things that stuck with him. I won't mention his name because I might embarrass him here, but I point out in the collapsing freeway section, Building 7 still stands in the way, too, because it wasn't hit by a jet. So we have to keep that in mind always as we consider little pieces of information that come along.
Absolutely. And, folks, we were going to do a big article on it, but we got to watching his two-hour presentation and trying to get all the data and compile it. And by then, other people had written articles about his presentation 3 weeks ago here in Austin, Texas at UT when the student group PNAC had him in, Project for an American Citizen. And luckily, others had written articles, so we didn't get to that. But going up in the next few days, his entire speech shot by our cameras with a detailed article about it, though that video shot by others is already up on the web, thank God. I mean, there's also a problem here, Professor, a doctor, in that so much data. I mean, 2 years ago, the stuff coming out every day would have been earth-shattering. It's almost like we're now getting a little bit jaded to the bombshells that are exploding almost on an hourly basis. I mean, I find myself becoming jaded.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Alex. There's just so much data momentum. What we need now, I think, is a little political momentum, if I can put it that way, or social change and action. I don't know quite how that's going to come, but I can see that that would be a next major step, can't you? I mean, that's what it seems to me, that somehow this has got to proceed now to the next level.
I agree. Alan and John and others are not for you. We're going to go to Richard and Alex, who are, and then we're going to let you go, Professor. But first off, before we go to these calls, any other speaking engagements, any websites that people need to know about, any plugs in the info war?
Well, I appreciate it. I mentioned journalof911studies.com. I started a little website of my own for me, Prof Jones, profjones.com, and that'll tell where I'm giving talks. I have one next week in Payson, Utah. Last week I was in Idaho Falls and Logan. So, you know, I'm traveling around locally here. My wife's going with me.
Well, I tell you, you retiring just simply put you into overdrive. You're really
it did. Yeah. Yeah, things have really taken off. I've noticed that. The Journal, too, has just increased dramatically in the number.
Well, that's great, because you weren't only slandered by the establishment and the mainstream media and known CIA fronts, but by some dark horse individuals, supposedly in our own movement due to mental illness or whatever. And it's just good to see you at the forefront of the scientific leadership with your credibility, sir.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. I'm pleased to do what I can, and working with you and other good people on this.
Absolutely. It's an honor to work with you, my friend. Let's talk to Richard in Miss. You're on the air. Richard, go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Stephen. I just wanted to mention something. I don't know if you've seen the story about Kevin Barrett going to Morocco to attempt to apprehend one of the alleged hijackers.
Yeah, that's a tongue-in-cheek.
Music on the truth about this issue. Is that something you guys are aware of?
Well, he has a degree as a satirist. That's what he has a degree in philosophy. And so I believe that's satire. But
But
I have said that it's a good idea to try to go to Morocco and Saudi Arabia and interview the living hijackers, 7 to 9, according to the BBC. Professor Jones, would you like to comment?
Well, yeah, Kevin's a good friend, and his wife is from there somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where, but yeah, he told me his plan to go down to interview one of these living so-called hijackers and demonstrate that, in fact, what was that satirist name? Mark Twain said, reports of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah.
You know? it's the same sort of thing.
But listen, if I had the money and the time, that's exactly what I would do. I'd go to Morocco. Saudi Arabia is such a police state, I wouldn't be able to get anywhere near it. But Morocco, I'm told, is pretty nice. I just had some family a few years ago visit there. But listen, anything else, Richard?
No, that'll do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I got to talk to Barrett, but it's written like it's satire.
Yeah, it is.
Just a way to illustrate this. Alex in Washington, go ahead. You're on the air with Professor Stephen Jones.
Yeah, hello. It's great to talk to you guys. I just wanted to bring up some points that I never hear get mentioned on the mainstream news. And today, Kirby Wilbur on Fox and also on TV cable, Fox is already spinning it. You know, they all have the same bullet point propaganda that, the steel beams melted. Well, I happen to be a special inspector for structural steel welding, bolting, reinforced concrete masonry, and certified as a welder in shielded metal arc welding, flux core arc welding, structural, etc. And I just want to, you know, agree with a lot of the things that Alex says. No one says on the mainstream media, and everyone, they interview these people who have no credibility and create straw man arguments to and repeat that like Goebbels, repeat the propaganda like President Bush.
Well, let me say something, Alex. I'm going to hold you over, maybe get your number so we can use your expertise in an article that we're doing on the subject that Paul Watson's writing right now.
Okay.
I don't claim to be an expert like you. I'm just going off what other experts have said and what I've read and what I know about the construction of these overpasses. But going back here, what's suspicious is within hours of this, they were all on. They were attacking me by name this morning on national radio. Out of the gates, they were all trying to use this for 9/11 propaganda, which shows, me thinks you protest too much, as they say in Macbeth. It's very suspicious to see them all on the same page propaganda-wise. Professor Jones?
No, I have to agree with that, particularly when the argument, Alex in D.C. is saying, is flawed to begin with. We don't have the fundamental data. And even if the steel did fail, that doesn't explain the rapidity with which the towers fail and so on.
Symmetrical nature of it.
Right.
Alex, can you, just in a nutshell specifically, as someone who's an expert in this field, why you think the tanker did melt that and why steel couldn't melt from gas?
I've been dying to tell you. Yeah, I'm in Bothell, Washington, by the way. Couple points here. I've gone to, I've looked at all your information, just doing Google searches. I've looked at the blueprints of World Trade Center 1 and 2 compared to this bridge. You can't even begin to compare 5-inch thick steel plate core columns, approximately 2-foot by 5-foot rectangle, 5-inch thick boxes to what you were saying, the quarter-inch and three-quarter-inch dowels that connect the steel to the supporting members. I mean,
the heat sink,
there's so many points I could overlook briefly. Heat sink, okay? You have to heat 5-inch plate up to 250 degrees before you can weld it so it will cool slowly and make a ductile structure when you're done. And it takes 15 to 30 minutes to do that. They have to leave a torch on it all day, white and blue hot. It's one thing. Another thing that Professor Jones is so good at saying, but he just bullet point real quick, you know, distance equals 32.16 times time in second squares. Anyone can go to Wikipedia, Google, and look up Law of Falling Bodies by Galileo, and like Stephen Jones said, you know, that's 10 seconds for the South Tower, 8.1 seconds for the North Tower. Now, when you factor a fraction of a second for bolts and welds breaking by 110 floors, you're left with probably 20 or 30 seconds for those to fall down, probably sideways. And
right.
So, I just people need to understand the perspective. One other thing, when you camber, curve, and straighten steel per AISC code and D11, the codes used in this country, that's 11 and 1200 degrees maximum, and the steel doesn't fall apart. When I preheat steel bright orange with an oxyacetylene torch to then hit the oxygen and propagate that hole across the plate, the steel doesn't fall apart. It's a lot of work. And there's many more points, but I'm just glad you guys are.
Well, listen, this is important. Alex, Stephen Jones has got to leave us, but if you want, I'll just hold you over and let you finish. This is so important.
Yeah, it really is.
And then I want to get in contact with you and have you for some quotes in our article. Professor Jones, I want to thank you so much, sir, for spending
time with
us. And I want to get you up for a full hour and a half to really do your presentation on the frozen globule report you put out.
I'd be glad to do that, Alex. And nice to hear from you, Alex and Bothell. I grew up in Bellevue, so I appreciate what you're doing, jumping in like this.
We'll talk to you soon, Dr. Jones.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There he goes. All right, going back to you, Alex. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just calmly go over all this. We've got a lot of other welding experts and people on. And I want to, you know, as a source, get you to talk to Paul Watts, who's doing a story on this right now. But we'll just do it all here on air for the whole world to hear. Why then do we have these highways falling down all the time with just a truck driving over them? Obviously, they're not building them properly. No, those weren't burned. Why? From looking at. And obviously you're not there, just like the media wasn't there. You know, they hadn't been able to test it yet, so they can't say why steel, you know, did this or why this happened. Why do you think this section of highway collapsed?
Well, because I saw pictures on Fox News briefly this morning, and I saw that steel girder intact, and I didn't see any pyroclastic flow. I have to make a logical deduction. You know, I wasn't there, but that you said. The next logical deduction, in my opinion, is that the rebar steel was exposed horizontally, that whole bridge surface, and it was exposed in tension, not like the fires that were lapping up fireproofed 5-inch thick plate columns in the World Trade Center. These little bars had no heat sink, and after 2 hours, you know, in tension with all that weight on them.
Yeah, you have a perfect roof. You have a perfect roof to absorb all that energy.
It's like comparing apples to dump trucks. I mean, how does that work? You know.
Well, I agree. Please continue.
Okay, so there were the points. There was the points that the preheat on the small bars and the bridge is not consistent. We talked about the free fall speed not adding up when you add the fraction of a second, and you know, this also ties in, talk about the heat and steel, and this ties into your earlier points before Stephen Jones came on. The same people pitching us this official story, who never interview any scientists, only straw man people that they can beat down, are the same people that signed, you know, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and who looked the other way against Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Now,
no, I mean, it's clear they've got the motive and the know-how, and they did it. We know that. But what about
the story? Yes.
What about the suspiciousness of now, anytime something has fire damage, they say, oh, just like the World Trade Centers, when no building before had ever done this. But that's what's suspicious here. But I'm asking you, because you're involved in all this, why do we hear about highways falling down all the time anyways? Why do they fall down so easy? Why aren't they built right?
Oh, I have a more of a background in structural steel and welding, but I'll tell you this. You know, in Santa Barbara, I remember 10 years ago, a highway bridge collapsed. And I think there's just some small dials that tie into the structure, and it's easy to mess them up. I just want to say, if I could, you know, I got pulled over too by Washington State Patrol a little while ago, and I asked him why he pulled me over. And he said my seatbelt wasn't on correctly. I said it was under my arm. He said, well, it's a federal law, it has to be over your shoulder. So after he came back and gave me the ticket, I said, well, you know, let me take a second of your time. I said, you know, there are only 18 powers given to the Congress, and seatbelt laws aren't one of them. And I said, are you familiar with the 10th Amendment, that all powers not given to the federal government are given to the states and then the people? And, you know, he said, just like you said, he said, you could look it up online, just pay the ticket. But he's letting illegal aliens go, and their bosses are the same ones giving us the baloney story about 9/11, and you got all these neocon sheep running around believing it. And it's we're second-class citizens in our own country. I just had to call and bring up some of these points. I so much appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too. Listen, do you want your full name used in the article? It's better for sourcing if we do that, or do you want to remain private?
I'll do whatever I can, sir. I mean,
well, do me a favor. Write up your basic findings, what you first said when you came on. Write it up right now and send it to Watson@prisonplanet.com and CC it to Aaron, two A's, at Infowars.com, okay?
Okay, Watson@prisonplanet.com,
yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I mean, we already know this, but it's good to have somebody who's, you know, does this for a living saying it. Again, highways fall down all the time with nothing even hitting them because they're built by the mafia in most cases. So they got a big fire and explosion there. Of course the piece of junk fell down. It's jacketed in asphalt, which is flammable. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
John, Richard, Doug out there. We're going to get to your calls. I do have St. John Hunt, the son of E. Howard Hunt, the commander of the op. His lieutenant, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush, in Dallas, killing the president. That stuff's all just coming out. No big deal, you know. Government loves you. Oh, yeah, they made three shots with a gun through a tree at 100 yards away perfectly. That's impossible. And steel melted those towers and made them fall. Uh-huh, because Neil Bortz, the fake conservative, says so. Absolutely pathetic. Right now, let's go to John in Ohio. John, thank you for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to listen through the bad reception. I never get any good reception on shortwave. And I just heard you mention the Kennedy assassination. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I was reading an article on workers.org that brings up a lot of the information that many scholars in the Kennedy assassination have been pointing out, that George Bush and this group of Operation 40 under the National Security Council, that included Porter Goss, David Phillips, CIA agent, E. Howard Hunt, Frank Sturgis, and interestingly, this...
Let me just stop you. Frank Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt, three Dallas Times Herald photos, two Dallas Morning News photos, we have them, spitting images, even their style of clothes, with trench coats over to act like bums. Hunt starts trying to cover his face up, and then now Hunt's admitted to it. But we don't need Hunt to admit. George Herbert Walker Bush, two separate photos, it's him. No debating, clearly standing there, right before it happens, right after it happens, and they were there running the op, and that's just the way it is, and now it's admitted, yeah.
And another person who was there is, should be in the news now, but it's been deliberately blacked out, Luis Posada Carriles, who was the longtime CIA terrorist.
He just got caught for admittedly staging terror attacks and blowing up jet airplanes filled with an Olympic team to be blamed on enemies, and now the feds have ordered his release from Texas prison. Did that happen last week?
That happened last week, and he's now free, along with his co-conspirator in that blowing up of a Cuban airliner, killing all civilians aboard, walking free with Orlando Bosch, who was also pardoned by George Bush Sr. These guys are treated as heroes, at the same time that Bush is claiming that he's fighting a war against any country that...
Well, imagine, we have photos, and some of them, they're all together, with Bush Sr., Frank Sturgis, and E. Howard Hunt, and then one other well-known CIA guy. I mean, these are all top operatives at the time, all walking as bums. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's
how dumb they think we are. We have photos of them there at the scene.
Well, they've got an army of multimillionaire paid whores in the media to cover this up. The fact that this should be huge, dramatic news, even if only they care about his ratings. That this man has been involved in bombings of Cuban hotels, blowing up Cuban airliner, plotting to blow up Panama University, was convicted for it. He brags about these bombings, and there's no coverage of this. He's going free at the same time that the people who infiltrated some of these CIA-connected groups went to the FBI, warned them about these terrorism, and they are now spending the rest of their lives
in
prison.
Well, I'll say this, and I appreciate your call, John. I know you're a big liberal, but let me just say this. I'm a real conservative. And I've had even some of the Cuban community, who used to be really big fans of me in Florida, back when I was bashing Bill Clinton, kind of threaten me. And I don't appreciate that. I'm not the one setting up a North American Union. I'm not the one destroying our sovereignty. And you get so into being anti-communist that anybody that criticizes the Republicans is the enemy. They're not conservatives. They're one world order people who funded the guy that's about to kick the bucket over in Cuba, Castro, and all the rest of them. And it's just absent. I mean, who do you think carries out the terror attacks, folks? Because it's always done for a greater good, isn't it? Just like Luis Carriles, just like Posada carried out those terror attacks. I mean, it just never ends. Thank you, John. Alan in England hung up. So we'll go to Doug and Richard and others on the other side. We've got a bunch of stuff coming up. Stay with me.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.